Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show. Well, how was your Thanksgiving? Probably a little bit different. Ours was, we usually go down south to my in-laws and visit with my wife's grandmother and my wife's parents and sister-in-law and that. That's what we usually do and have a nice big party down there. But this year was a little different due to the virus. We stayed home and it was just my wife and I and my brother. So there was just three of us. But we had a nice Thanksgiving dinner, an all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet. We had the potatoes and the gravy and the turkey and the dressing and the green beans and the rolls. You name it, it was on the table. So we had a good Thanksgiving dinner, and I hope you got to have a good Thanksgiving dinner too, even though it was probably a little bit different for you this year. But hopefully they'll get that vaccine out and it'll be the same next year. Hopefully so. Well, we are here and we are rolling and ready to go. We're giving away a $5 gift card to Kroger today. So you can go out to Kroger's and get what you need. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing and then at 4:55 we will draw a name. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website. It is redesigned. Well, not totally redesigned. It's got some new pictures up there and a new blog post. So you can check out the new pictures at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Check out the pictures on the front page and also click on the photo album to check out the pictures there as well. That's radionate.webs.com. And of course, there's all kinds of good stuff, and we're streaming live at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. All right, let's get to that trivia. 740-383-9944 is my phone number, and we have Christmas trivia, all Christmas trivia for today, and it's easy, so you won't have to think too hard today. So give me a call and I will sign you up for a chance to win a Kroger gift card today. Who tries to stop Christmas from coming by stealing all things Christmas from the Who's? Who tries to stop Christmas from coming by stealing all things Christmas from the Who's? Who was the star of the movie titled White Christmas? Who was the star of the movie titled White Christmas? What is the first name of Scrooge, the principal character of the novel A Christmas Carol? What is the first name of Scrooge, the principal character of A Christmas Carol? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Grinch tried to steal Christmas.
Yes, the Grinch tried to steal Christmas. But again, he brought it back, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, how's your day going today?
Oh, not too bad.
Got any projects going on?
Nope, just trying to take it easy.
Take it easy, huh? That sounds good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, we did.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Did you get to eat a little bit?
Yeah, I had a little.
Good, good. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win this Kroger gift card.
Alrighty.
Alright, I appreciate the phone call.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, that's David Avery kicking off the phone calls here at 740-383-9944. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol? Who was the author of A Christmas Carol? Hi, we're on the air.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge, that's right. Well, how are you doing today?
Good.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving?
Yummy.
Was it? All right. Glad to hear it. Have you been enjoying this snow?
Uh-huh.
Been out playing it a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, Miss Allison, I will sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We are live here on a Wednesday afternoon, taking your trivia phone calls here at 740-383-9944. Trick question here. How many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol? How many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol? What made Frosty come to life in the movie Frosty the Snowman? What made Frosty come to life in the movie Frosty the Snowman? Why did the other reindeer pick on poor Rudolph? Why did the other reindeer pick on poor Rudolph? And how many reindeer were there in the story 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? How many reindeer were there in the story 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Bob, I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. They picked on Rudolph because of his red nose.
Yes, because of his red nose. That is right. Well, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was mediocre. I ordered him from the church.
Okay.
We had meal delivered.
Okay.
So, there's only the family right here. So we didn't do a whole lot of cooking. Made a couple little snacks. That was about it. But it went all right.
Okay, yeah. I think everybody was a little mediocre this year. It was all a little bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah, everything was different.
Yeah, everything was different. Yes, sir.
Instead of trying to make something big, whatever, I say it was just older than this one.
Okay. All righty. Well,
you
sir,
have
you have a good one, Bob.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Next trivia question. Who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? Who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? Can you tell me that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Four
is right. That's how many ghosts there was in A Christmas Carol. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Well, Lucas, how have you been enjoying this snow?
Good.
Good.
No.
Have you been out sledding in it?
No, because it's not doing that much.
Oh, there's not that much. Yeah, it's kind of melting today, isn't it? Yeah.
What's the day, but not today?
Oh, okay. Not today, but maybe yesterday. Yeah.
No, I did yesterday.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and I'll put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Lucas. All right, we have to take a break, so if you try to call, I will put you through and get you after the break. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1. Delighted to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 2nd. And we will be back with much more right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We are Marion's Place to Talk. Like I said, hang on through the break, and we will be with you as soon as we come back.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Scorpius has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Scott, it will be Christmas Day.
What a great Christmas song.
And a reminder, and don't you forget it, Scott, I'll be looking under the tree for your gift.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back, and hi, we are on the air.
Okay, yeah. Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens, yes, he was the author of The Christmas Carol. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
All right. How about you? Have you been enjoying the snow?
Well, I got hurt the last time.
You got hurt the last time?
No.
Did you fall? Did you fall down?
Did
you fall down?
I was like driving and a whole bunch of snow was coming everywhere in the front and at the back. It got in my face.
So yes, honey?
Yes, I did. All those other times I didn't fall down.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you get to enjoy what's left of it anyways. Was there enough to make a snowman or no?
My mom didn't want us to go out last time.
Okay, all right. Well, you better do what she says, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will put you in for a chance to win, okay, Noah?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Why couldn't Ralphie have a BB gun in A Christmas Story? Why couldn't Ralphie have a BB gun in A Christmas Story? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi. How are you, Nate?
Hey, Ernie, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good, good.
Yep. Glad to see the snow melting, though, myself.
Yeah, you know, I have a unique problem with my driveway. It slopes down in.
You got a slope? Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. So it's I can get stuck real easy.
Not fun to be stuck at home, huh?
No, I've had to get pulled out of my own driveway before, and it was so embarrassing because I called and then gave the address, and they had me on file, and they said,
yeah,
sir,
know.
Are you at home? I said, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. It sounded like you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did, yep. Yeah. My wife and brother, we had a good time together.
At least you had somebody over.
Yeah, we was able to get the three of us over, and my wife cooked a good meal. And
We were just what we normally are. It didn't, you know, I had a little more to eat for dinner, but, it's just like a regular old day almost.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, so, just a day passing on.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I'll answer your last one. Ralphie didn't want to shoot his eye out. Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep, I love that movie.
I do too. That's That's pretty neat, you know. It never gets old.
No, it never does. I haven't watched it yet this season, but it's
It'll be coming around.
Yeah. Yep, I've got it at home ready to go. It's got some hilarious scenes in it.
Yeah, and a good message, I guess.
You know? It does. It does, yeah. Yep.
There's a little bit of a serious side to it.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll be listening.
All right, Ernie. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nate.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, 4:36 is the time. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and that was our Christmas trivia questions that we have for the moment. You're welcome to call at any time. I'm going to give you some offbeat news here. And let's see what we have in the stack for today. We happen to have a French chef who captured a Guinness World Record by cooking up a pizza that contains 254 varieties of cheese. Benoit Bruel combined 254 cheeses to top a pizza cooked up in the city of Lyon, Guinness World Record said. Got a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the top hat is what brought Frosty to life.
Yeah, the top hat was it. Yes, indeed. Made old Frosty dance around, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Well, Becky, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. There was just me and Ralph and my stepson.
Yeah, okay, yeah, just three of you two, huh?
Yeah. Ralph's son, my stepson.
Did you get to have a little bit of turkey and dressing?
No, we don't do turkey. We don't care for turkey. We do the ham.
Do the ham, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ham's a winner too in my book.
Yeah, it is.
I like turkey and ham.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got to celebrate a little bit then.
Yeah, we did.
Good deal. Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, I will get you all signed up for a chance to win, Becky, and I appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
All right.
A good day now, Nate.
Hey, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Pizza. 254 kinds of cheese on this thing. Guinness shared a video showing Bruel weighing out the portions of cheese to make sure there was enough of each variety to qualify for the world record. Benoit told Guinness officials he thought it was important that the record be held by France, which is known for its cheeses. Now, I sometimes go to Pizza Hut and order me an extra cheese lovers, they call it. And that's a lot of cheese, but not 254 varieties. I wonder what that would taste like. That would probably be quite the pizza for sure. Well, the state of Hawaii announced it is offering free round-trip tickets to Honolulu to people who work remotely and are willing to dedicate some of their time toward contributing to the community. The temporary residence program, dubbed Movers and Shakers, in reference to the Hawaiian hand gesture, often interpreted as hang loose, offers people who work remotely online the chance to do their jobs from the comforts of the tropical state. Applications for the first group of temporary residents are being accepted through December 15th, and 50 people will be chosen for the first group of movers and shakers, I should say. That's how they got it worded. An Australian diver shared the video recorded by his GoPro while he was using the camera to fight off a charging hammerhead shark underwater. Joni Green said he was diving for crayfish on Magpie Reef off Princess Charlotte Bay on the Cape York Peninsula in Queensland when a hammerhead shark swam directly toward him. A gift that needs no introduction or wrapping paper. He received this as a gift, and he was He was about to adjust the camera. He said, "I just caught the shark coming out of the corner of my eye." He said he used his GoPro and its mount stick to push the shark away, but the shark turned around and came back toward him. He said he had to shove the shark with the camera two more times before it left him in peace. Quote, "I was the only one in the water. There were only two people in the boat," he said. "Looking back on it, I'm actually quite lucky, but at the time, it didn't faze me." Well, that would be something, getting charged by a hammerhead shark. Of course, my shark story, we were deep sea fishing. I think I've told you this many times, but I'll tell it again. We were deep sea fishing off the coast of Florida, off the coast of Stuart, Florida. And we were just fishing along, and all of a sudden, a six-foot shark comes flying up and after our bait. And we got a good look at him, too, and got a good look at his teeth. And I'll tell you, those things, it wasn't a hammerhead, but it was, I don't know exactly what kind of shark it was, but it was a shark, and it had lots of teeth, and I wouldn't want to run into it. Well, it's December the 2nd. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. 1804, Napoleon was crowned Emperor of France at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. 1816, the first savings bank in the U.S., the Philadelphia Savings Fund Society, opened for business. 1823, U.S. President James Monroe outlined his doctrine opposing European expansion in the Western Hemisphere. 1901, Gillette patented the KC Gillette razor. It was the first razor to feature a permanent handle and disposable double-edged razor blades. 1917, during World War I, hostilities were suspended on the Eastern Front. 1927, the Ford Motor Company unveiled the Model A automobile. It was the successor to the Model T. 1939, New York's LaGuardia Airport began operations as an airliner from Chicago, landed at 12:01 a.m. 1942, a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction was demonstrated by Dr. Enrico Fermi and his staff at the University of Chicago. 1961, on this date, Cuban leader Fidel Castro declared in a nationally broadcast speech that he was a Marxist-Leninist and that he was going to lead Cuba to communism. And on this date in 1969, the Boeing 747 jumbo jet got its first public preview as 191 people flew from Seattle, Washington to New York City, New York. Most of the passengers were reporters and photographers. And December the 2nd, that's what happened on this day in history. So now you know. All right. We have trivia, Christmas trivia today. Let's see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. Who was the star of the movie titled White Christmas? Who was the star of the movie titled White Christmas? How many reindeer were in the story 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? How many reindeer were in the story 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? And who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? Who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? I'll have more to share when we come back, and we'll also check the mailbox. What's that in the mailbox when we come back with more after this timeout? We'll take it and come back. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1. It is comfortable, and I've got the studio lights on, the Christmas lights on, and it is looking good in here. And we will be back after the break. We'll take that right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Charlie, did you know that's one of my favorite Christmas carols of all time, the Christmas song written by Mel Torme?
Well, you know, Scott, never was one of my favorites.
Why's that?
One year I ate a bad chestnut, And it wasn't Jack Frost nipping at my nose. It was Dr. Jack Perry nipping at my, well, you get the picture.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, there was 8 reindeer.
Yes, that is correct. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Good, good. Did you get to eat a lot?
Yeah, too much.
me too. It was an all-you-can-eat buffet. But, hey... When it's Thanksgiving, you really don't worry too much about it, right?
Nope, not at all.
Right. All right, Miss Ashley, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, we are up to just about 4:48, and we'll do that drawing at 4:55 this afternoon. Right now, it's time to check in to What's That in the Mailbox? And, well, I will take a call at first and then check the mailbox. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, would that be Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Stewart. That is correct. Yes, indeed. Well, how are you doing today, Ralph?
Oh, not bad. Just hanging around here looking out the doors.
Yeah, looking out at that melting snow, right?
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Yep, it's looks like the next couple of days, it looks like it might melt some more.
Yeah.
So.
You never know about this stuff, I'll tell you.
No. First measurable snow of the season, at least we survived it.
Yeah, I think it was as bad as they thought it was supposed to be, but
yeah,
I think it turned out a little better.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it was, in Waldo, we didn't get quite as much as what they were thinking, so.
Yeah, I know we got, all my measurements showed out about 3 inches that I took, so.
Okay, so we got the lower end of it.
Yeah, that's what I would think of when they start predicting 2 something one day tonight, and then the next day was supposed to be 2 and some more, so about 5 something, so we never got anything like that.
Right, yeah, which is fine by me.
Yeah, me too. I'll let you get into your stories there so you don't run too late.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ralph.
I'll talk to you later, Nate.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, it's time for What's That in the Mailbox, and you can email the mailbox, too, at RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, and we'll put your question on the air just like Henry did this week. Henry says, "Hey, Nate, do you put up a Christmas tree or decorate? If so, what color lights do you use?" Well, Henry... We do decorate both inside and outside.
On the inside, our tree has white lights and red decorations to it. So it's got a red and white theme to it, and we put a Santa Claus hat on the top. Fact is, here in the studio, they got a Santa Claus hat on the top of their tree as well. But as far as our outside of our house goes, we have colored lights, and I think mostly colored lights on the outside is what we do, because we string them from our porch, and then we have a nice little Christmas tree made out of pallets that my father-in-law made, real nice, and we put lights on it as well. And then we have a couple of little spiral Christmas trees that are colored out front as well. So I think mostly colored Christmas lights outside, but white lights on the inside. So Henry, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for emailing the inbox at RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. And you can email it too, and we'll get to your question next week here on the program. 4:51 is the time. It's time for the Weird Word of the Week. So head with me down the hallway, make a right, and sit in my socially distanced chairs. On the chalkboard, I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week. And it's immemorial. Immemorial. I-M-M-E-M-O-R-I-A-L. Immemorial. It's an adjective. Here's the definition. Extending back beyond memory, record, or knowledge. Extending back beyond memory, record, or knowledge. The origin of immemorial ultimately comes from medieval Latin. So this week's weird word actually comes from the Latin. They didn't have a year for us this week, so couldn't give you the year, but I'm sure it's quite old since it comes from the Latin. And so that's what this week's weird word of the week is. Immemorial. Extending back beyond memory, record, or knowledge. Okay, I got time to give you another news story here. An Idaho man put his balancing skills to the test by breaking the Guinness World Record for the fastest juggling while riding a unicycle. David Rush, who's in our news all the time for all kinds of Guinness records, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records, took on the record on the same day he set the record for most juggling catches while riding a unicycle blindfolded. Rush, juggling three balls in the cascade pattern, finished his 1 minute of juggling with 450 catches, averaging 7.5 catches per second, enough to break the record. Rush said he managed 32 more catches on the unicycle than he did the first time he broke the record for world's fastest juggling while standing on solid ground. So he's a pretty talented individual. Also this, a Florida man posted a video showing off his family's most unusual pre-Thanksgiving tradition, thawing out the turkey in their backyard swimming pool. Mark O'Donnell posted a Facebook Live video showing his family dumping the 16-pound turkey into the swimming pool behind their Clearwater home to thaw out for cooking. O'Donnell said the turkey's packaging was closely examined for leaks before the thawing process to make sure none of the chlorinated water seeped into the meat. He said the turkey will be removed after spending a day thawing in the pool. O'Donnell said his family has been thawing the Thanksgiving turkey in the pool for 18 years. Well, that is one way to do it, for sure. There's some more offbeat news for you right there. We'll get to a recipe in our ladies' corner right after we do the drawing, and it is time to do the drawing right now. We are drawing for a gift card to Kroger's, and I will send this through the mail to you folks whoever is our winner today, and so that way you don't have to worry with coming on down to the studio. I'll just mail it out. Mix it everybody up. See who's going to win today. All right. Pull me a name out here. And the winner today is Bob. Bob, congratulations, my friend. You win the Kroger gift card. So you can go out there and get you some stuff the next time you go grocery shopping there. So, Bob, congratulations. But I do want to thank everybody that called. Thanks to David. Thanks to Ralph. Thanks to Ashley. Thank you to Becky. Thank you to Ernie. Thank you to Noah. Thank you to Lucas. And thank you to Allison. Thank you, everybody that called in. I do appreciate it very much. And you all keep the program going. If it wasn't for your calls, it wouldn't be much of a program. So I do appreciate it very much. Thanks for playing my Christmas trivia. We've had a good time playing Christmas trivia today. And it was fun giving you those questions today and having you folks call and answer. Okay, Ladies Corner, we have winter vegetable beef stew today. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with the recipe and a picture, and you can copy and let me know how this recipe is. Here's what you need for winter vegetable beef stew. 3/4 cup Kraft Zesty Italian dressing, 2 pounds beef stew meat cut into 1-inch chunks, 6 slices of bacon chopped, 1/2 pound sliced fresh mushrooms, 1 large onion chopped, 6 carrots about 1 pound sliced, 1 1/2 pound red potatoes, about 5, peeled, cut into large chunks, 1 can stewed tomatoes, undrained, and 1 can of beef broth. Here's how to make it. Pour dressing over stew meat in resealable plastic bag. Seal bag. Turn to evenly coat meat with dressing. Refrigerate 30 minutes to marinate. Cook bacon in large saucepan on medium heat 5 minutes or until crisp, stirring occasionally. Use slotted spoon to remove bacon from pan. Reserve drippings in pan. Drain bacon on paper towels. Add mushrooms and onions to reserve drippings. Cook on medium-high heat 10 minutes or until tender, stirring occasionally. Remove stew meat from marinade. Add to saucepan with carrots, potatoes, tomatoes, broth, and bacon. Discard bag and marinate. Bring stew to boil, stirring occasionally. Cover. Simmer on low heat 1 1/2 hours until beef is done and stew is thickened, stirring occasionally and uncovering for the last 15 minutes. So several steps there, but you can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and it'll pop up with a picture there. So you can check that out at your leisure. Again, when you get a chance, check out my website. I've got more pictures up there and a new blog post, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Just type that into your browser and hit go on your smartphone or your laptop or your desktop. You can check that out either way, radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we always stream online at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Well, it's been fun being with you today. Thanks so much for listening to the program. We'll be back with you from 4:15 until 5 o'clock next Wednesday afternoon. And you can check out this program anytime you'd like by going to wwgh1071.com, clicking on the menu, and clicking Show Archives and selecting the show. Until next time, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner singing the Christmas song.